Miami. Good morning.
The name over here is Ken.
I'm just like a lot of people this morning. Looks like we're all just sitting in line waiting for an open pump.
Yes, I'm over here at Ingalls and Greer, and supposedly it's going to open at 7. I mean, they just got power last night, so I'm hopeful.
On KO4HKX. And I wait for the other gentleman to come back in here. I didn't catch his call.
Looks like I lost you. K2, hey Jimmy. Have a good day.
Map, it doesn't look like you're going to be able to go anywhere.
Wow, it's pretty bad up here.
I caught just a little bit of that. Unfortunately, I can't turn the... I'm on a handheld in my wife's car.
K2HME, this is KO4HKX.
Well, our power came on about 5 last night, but I broke down and got a generator. I need one anyway for the camper.
I've got my whole house generator running intermittently. I don't run it all day. And then I've got my little propane generator. I got it passing around the neighborhood trying to keep refrigerators cold.
On that one. And that the one I got managed to be a dual fuel, because it looks like you're not going to find any gasoline.
Roger. That's what my little one is. Or my big whole house generator is propane too. But my little one I got around the neighborhood, it runs on propane or gasoline. It's the one I had on my trailer when the tool truck got hit.
Yesterday I had to go to Anderson. The boy's car was broke down during a storm, and so we had to go down there and see if we could get it going. We managed to get it going, but all the cars were on the side of the interstate at the exit ramps waiting at the gas station to get fuel.
As of right now, or last I heard this last night, you can't even get into Brevard or Transylvania County from any area. There's no route in.
They were showing some pictures on the TV this morning, and it looks like some whole towns are just washed away.
I heard Chimney Rock was one of them, got washed away. Lake Lure, maybe another one, with the dam breached.
Got the dam stabilized. I don't think it was imminent right now.
I haven't been able to watch TV or get any news other than scattered here, yonder, and about. So it's been pretty hectic up here.
And the problem is that help can't even get there.
Anything emergency-wise, they've been helicoptering in and out of here.
Let me take this call. KN4 TFW.
4 HKX, standing by.
Yeah, I didn't know if we'd find the auto parts open yesterday to get a serpentine belt.
Roger that. No telling up here. And hang on, Ken. My little battery light's flashing at me, telling me the battery's about dead. I'm back.
At least you got enough power to keep your radio going. I see you guys were busy yesterday.
I was busy out with the neighbors yesterday, clearing roads and mudslide. We had 2 mudslides here in the neighborhood. One of them pretty severe, the other one not so much. It just blocked the driveway, but the big one, it washed 2 cars, power poles, well, all about good football and a half down the hill, total both of the cars.
I know one of my neighbors, they were on their anniversary in Pigeon Forge. It took them 10 hours to get back. They had to go all the way. They had to go to Knoxville, grab 81, go up to Statesville and grab 77 and come back down that way. And I'm supposed to go to the daughter's in the next month, but it looks like I-40's washed out and I-26 is washed out.
I-40 and I-26 are impassable at this point. But 40, you could still make it, but you're not going to run the interstate all the way. You'd have to go up and hit 81 or go around the way they did, 77 to 81, and come in 81 on hit 40 over on the Tennessee side.
I don't know, we might cancel. I'll just wait till we get a little bit closer and see what the deal is.
Smart choice, but I'm sure within just a few weeks they'll have all the major roads back opened up again.
We saw a couple of pictures that made it look like the road was washed out, but you can't never believe everything you see these days. Up in the gorge.
Had one or two lanes in the river in the eastbound side.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, I filled the excursion up Thursday on the way home. So I got a full tank on it when I can get out. Doesn't do me any good right now.
Siphon it for the generator.
It's diesel and the generators all run on gas or propane that I have.
But you got a lot of these side streets are still blocked up. You can't get down the side street that goes down to Josie's. There's two big trees and transformers down.
Be chaotic for a while. I imagine there ain't much work gonna happen down there this week for me.
Probably the businesses are probably closed, and it's going to be iffy if you get even people to come in.
Roger that. I got word yesterday because cell service is down up here, too. Cell service, no landlines, no power. This is my only means of communication out because even the TV, Fox 21's down. I can see the tower from my house, but I hadn't been able to get out far enough to see if the tower's still standing.
They had on the radio yesterday that you know, a lot of the stations were off air, or the people couldn't get in, or like you said, the towers went down, and that, so they were relaying a lot of messages from their sister stations.
I talked to Andrew yesterday. I talked to Leon Friday.
Well, that dang, it's raining here.
It ain't a battery number.
W4DJW, good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Well, I just got my first cup of coffee and puppies. I got two Maltese puppies that are about 10 weeks old or 12 weeks old, something like that. They're finally calming down. They get up about 5 o'clock and go crazy until they run all their energy out, and then they slow down. So I can get my coffee, and I heard you guys in there and just thought I'd say hello and good morning. And, Patrick, are you doing your you're doing your route or not? It sounds like you might not be.
Depending on not being able to. So I don't know how this is going to go, but I can't get out right now anyway, so I'm still stuck at house.
Well, don't overdo it like you told me. I'm on day two of my neighbors getting them cleaned up. Got like two-thirds of it done. Got about a third to go. It was a little more work than I thought it was.
I spent most of the day yesterday checking on the neighbors and helping them because I'm pretty good here where I'm at. So I just out helping everybody else.
Is that Ken that's in there with you?
Yeah, roger that. KN4TFW.
Good morning, Ken. I've been by your house about 5 or 6 times on the hunt for gasoline to keep the generator running. Emmy's got some medicine in the refrigerator that cannot get warm or it's toast and can't have that. So I make two gas runs a day to fill up 2 5-gallon jugs of gasoline to keep us going. I hope they get this solved pretty soon.
in line at the Ingalls right now waiting for it to open. They got power late yesterday and the gas pumps haven't been on, so they should have it. But, man, they're stacking up like cordwood here now, and it's starting to rain.
Well, that's good to know. I'll wait till that thins out some. I've got what's left from last night's run in the gas tank, and about 5 gallons in one and 2.5 gallons in another. So I got enough to do me until maybe that thins out or they run out of gas. are you planning on going into work anytime soon?
As of late yesterday, they still didn't have power there at work, so I don't know. I'll have to call in and see. But, man, we had to go to Anderson to fix the boy's car yesterday, and the cars were lined up on the shoulder of the interstate at the exit ramps waiting on the gas stations to get fuel.
Well, what I found is usually there's more than one entrance to a gas station, and if you see a really, really long line at one end, it pays to look around and see if there's a shorter line at the other end, because people are entering from like 3 or 4 different angles to get in there and get gas, and it's not like cheating and breaking a line. It's like there's multiple lines, but you got to leave room for people to get out. If they can't get out, you can't get in. It's a learning experience.
Slow learners. Man, it's terrible. I tell you, the light down there at the Taco Bell is still not working, and I swung by the QT this morning and decided that I wasn't going in there. The line was already stacking up.
I went there yesterday morning, and the line was backed up to the peach shed from QT all the way back to the peach shed, and I said, I'm not sitting here this long. So I went around it, and I was going to go down White Hampton, go toward Greenville, and look for something that was open. And lo and behold, when I turned right, I was in the lane to get in from the other end, and I was only like 10 cars from a gas pump. So I just sat there and got my gas and left, whereas those people that sat up there at the peach shed, they could have done the same thing and formed 2 shorter lines instead of 1 enormous line. I don't know. Maybe it all gets through at the same rate. But, yeah, you're, like you said, some of them are slow learners.
Come on in here, Patrick.
Nothing. I got nothing to input on standing in the gas line yet, but I'm sure that's what's going to be happening up here when it does get out.
I'm hoping they get gas and power restored. I mean, it should be getting easier and easier instead of more and more difficult.
Raiders, and that, so we just got in that line and snagged this one. And I figured dual fuel was better because I had about 6 propane tanks there at the house.
My neighbor picked up one of those yesterday, too. I helped him set his up, got him some of my gas, and got him going. Their refrigerators have been without electricity, and they got stuff in the freezer that can't thaw out.
Here, we didn't even open the refrigerators, and so fortunately, all of my food was still good.
Well, it's time to do a milk run, too. We're starting to run out of food now, the stuff that doesn't last long. We're going to try to make... If Ingalls is opening, we might make the run up there. We were going to try to make a run to Target. They said they loaded up on dairy, 2 full dairy loads 2 times yesterday, and where they were out when I went by there last night after finding gas.
Well, it looks like the Ingalls is opening at 7. There's a big long line at the door right now.
And maybe I'll pay to get up there quick and get in before it's all gone. Probably won't take long to empty out all the dairy products. They don't last long.
I know the Publix and Taylor's was open, but they wouldn't let you get anything perishable.
Nothing perishable? Why's that?
I guess because there just wasn't no power on. They wouldn't let you get anything, or they didn't want you opening their freezers or anything like that.
Oh, okay. They was wanting to wait till power came back so they didn't lose the temperature inside. Okay. Well, Patrick, I'm missing that totally last night. How did it go, or who picked it up?
Last night, he had, I believe it was 62 or 63 check-in on RF last night, and I need to relay my net from Friday over, but I can't send it over the internet, so whenever you get a place where you can take it, I'll relay it in.
Okay, I imagine we got quite a few like that. I think Larry called me yesterday. My phone has SOS written where the bars are. It just says SOS. So I have absolutely no service other than ham radio. I had both AT&T and Charter, and they were both out. And then they cut the line putting in the fiber about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And they cut it, like, in the middle of the cul-de-sac. And they're not going to dig that concrete, that asphalt up to fix that. And I'm going to switch over to the fiber as soon as it gets going. So I just told them to cancel my AT&T for my landline and transfer the landline phone number over to my cell phone. And so now I have Charter for the house and AT&T for the phones. Which one have you got? Do you have service?
I have Verizon, and it's working fine here. Now, yesterday when I was down at the boy's house, his house, they use some kind of internet to get their phone out and that, but you can't even get a signal at his house.
Yeah, it's the same thing here. My next-door neighbor's got Verizon, too, and he has intermittent signals. He can get signals every once in a while. I guess the cell towers are overloaded because there's no ground communication. Everything's going through the cell towers. So you just get little. I sent my wife a picture. She wanted me to give her updates as I was getting gas because it takes about 3 hours to get gas. So I gave her a picture and I said, I'm next up at the pump. And I showed the woman pumping right in front of me. So that means I'm next up. She said, no, don't send me any pictures. It takes way. It clogs up the system. No more pictures.
Have that limited down because I know you can't hardly, Google anything or look up anything right now. It's just mostly just text and cell.
Yeah, that's right. I tried to pull up ABC News and I just get this blank page. I can't even see the news. I have several news apps and every one of them that I pull up it just opens up a blank page with SOS written up where my bars are.
Our power came back on yesterday, so that was good yesterday afternoon, evening. So that was good. So got to see a little bit of the news this morning, and man, North Carolina took a beat.
I did get when I went out to get gas, I got several notifications from Ring saying that Super Road and Rutherford Road had electricity now. So I guess they're starting to make their way north from Wade Hampton.
Morning. Some of the lights are back on at Wade Hampton, but the one at Taco Bell isn't, and the one down there at Target isn't.
But the one at Lowe's is. So who knows? They got to get those trees off of those lines before they turn them on. And up here where I am, there's trees that are still laying on lines and have the two telephone poles pulled in towards the tree. I don't think they're going to turn power on here until they get all of those resolved first. Otherwise, all they do is make sparks when they turn the power on.
Through road, if you turn right there at the church and head down towards Wade Hampton, you can't get through that way.
On Rutherford or we're on Super?
Rutherford. Yeah, it's Rutherford that runs down there by the Target and Josie's, right?
Yeah, that's Rutherford. So when I was, when I came back, I found gas yesterday out Wade Hampton 291 at the QT down there at in Taylor's Greenville area, where Taylor's and Greenville meet. And on the way back, I went into Target to see if they had any milk, and they were totally dry on the pharmacy, on the dairy. So I left and I went out that road right where you're talking about. And to the right, I saw a car hit a telephone pole and it fell across the road and there was a tree across the road. I guess they were trying to get around. Uh-oh, that was a puppy that bit another puppy too hard. They do that once in a while. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. And they had the road blocked off right there at Wade Hampton and Rutherford. But the rest of the way, I came back. Now, I had to weave around trees that were in the road, and I had to go slow for somebody coming up in the other direction. There was a lot of them, but they got it cut and cleared yesterday all the way to, and I think that was a new accident that happened down there close to Wade Hampton.
GFW. I know the morning of the storm, I was bringing Susan back because I took her during the storm, and then they lost power, and I had to go back and get her and come up to that major light right there at Josie's, and that light was down in the road. Turned around and went and tried to go up through a subdivision, and that was terrible. Ended up getting back out and cutting through Target to get back home. And yeah, there was a car he tried to go around and ended up nose first down in the ditch.
DJW. That's the same one that I saw. It was a black car with nose down toward the ditch. And they had fire and no ambulances, but they had fire out there with, I guess, I guess those power lines still had energy on them or something. But they were working on it when I left, and that was probably getting close to net time. You still in there, Patrick?
Leaning over. I have a couple of Lelands in the back, and the one's leaning into the other. But that's about it for me.
You got out lucky. I lost one in the front yard and two in the back. And I haven't been working on mine yet. I've been helping my neighbors. I'm going to start on mine today, a little bit of it.
FWES Seasons aunt lives down in Piedmont. They're in an old subdivision with great big tall white oak trees. They're the ones that go, you know, 30, 40 feet before they get branches. And five of them came down and took out all three bedrooms.
Oh, that's bad. I haven't seen any houses destroyed yet. My neighbors told me they saw one that destroyed a house, and I just probably didn't see it for the quantity of other ones there are to look at. As I'm going along a route, I try to look for spots where there is absolutely no devastation at all, and they're far and few between.
Right. I mean, on Wade Hampton, there's still trees in the road on the right-hand lanes, and there was a good many trees down on the interstate that they cleared them at least to the emergency lane anyway.
I noticed on 101 going out toward 85, I was looking for gas going out there yesterday, and same thing, trees. I was in the far right lane, and the whole lane started stopping, and when everybody got a chance to turn left to get in the next lane, I was faced with trees in front of me. who would imagine? I mean, that's a six-lane highway going out to 85 on 101. And, yeah, they still had trees in the road.
It's a while to recover from this.
W4DJW. Well, I'm going to go back downstairs and check on coffee for her and see if she wants to go ahead and get in line at Ingalls at 7 o'clock. I imagine if we don't get there soon, we're not going to get anything. I'll let you and Patrick pick it up. Good to hear you this morning, Patrick. Stay safe. Ken, W4DJW. Clear and listening.
Dave, good to hear you too. Dave, Ken, KL4HK.
7-3, Dave, good to hear you. KN4TFW.
Rained up here yesterday, and they're calling for more rain today from the last weather report I got.
Need, right?
More water.
A little shower came through here. It's stopped raining now.
It's a break day up here. I walked out on the porch earlier, and it's not raining at the moment, but you can see where it had been raining overnight.
Next to me, it's raining down in Anderson again.
I can't. The river still got the county cut in half. I can't even get to Brevard or Hendersonville from where I'm at. Can't get to Greenville, so I'm on a little island right now.
And on the radio that Western North Carolina just consider every road impassable. You couldn't even hardly get to Asheville. You heard from Leon? Is he doing all right?
Friday afternoon, that was the last I heard from him. I didn't hear him yesterday at all, so I don't know.
Stay off the radio unless I just needed something.
We're going the whole time and trying to relay information and help everybody where I could.
Is Dion listening?
Radio here at the house on crossband repeat so I can keep the HD with me and I can still move around and try to help where I can. Yesterday, that's what I was doing. And then Friday, I was in here in the computer room and office here. Radio room, and I was relaying traffic all day that day.
On there.
Going on, and I imagine now that everybody's getting dug out, there'll be more people out and about hunting this and hunting that.
Right. I'll probably just order me some oil, lamp oil online if I can ever get service.
And my Milwaukee batteries are running pretty much everything, and then our lithium battery that I keep charged up when the generator's running during the day. I charge it up, and I've charged all my Milwaukee batteries, and I've run the radio and everything off of that for during the day for the last 2 days. Seeing how long one of those big Milwaukee 18-volt, 12-amp-hour batteries will run the radio, on even on cross-band repeat, which using more power than just, you know, sitting here like we are right now.
My battery, I only got the 4-amp-hour batteries, but at least I, you know, I use them for some light and that, but we managed to do all right.
We've got, I don't know, probably 10 different Milwaukee battery, 18-volt batteries, so I've got plenty of those, and this one here, and then I've got several of the battery banks, or they call them power generators, I don't know why, but I've got a couple of those scattered around too, so we've been watching TV, we've been watching DVDs at night after everything gets dark and settles down. That's what we've been doing, just watching DVDs we had here.
We hadn't really even got to watch any TV.
Your regular TV, we just watch those DVDs are. After it gets dark, there's nothing else to do, so I sit there and do that, or you know, I'm in here on the radio, one of the two.
I just got the TV running yesterday off the generator, and got my fish tank back running, and Susan, I looked at Susan, and, you know, the kids' cell phones were down, no internet, no power. The car was broke down on the other side of Anderson, and then we could, you know, gas was iffy, and I only had a half a tank in the truck and everything, and so we ended up taking off and going down there and helping them out so that she could at least stop being nervous about everything.
That. Well, my son, he's fine. He's up, he's higher ground than I am, so as long as the mudflies don't wash him off the mountain, we're good. He come by Friday and checked on us and let us know he was okay, because we got no form of communication between us.
Able to get over there.
Far, but he had to work around a couple trees even to do that, but he was able to do it. And then if I want to get a text message or anything out, I've got to drive about 4 or 5 miles up DuPont, and that's as far, and I'm having to dodge trees and power lines to do that, so I have to be careful with the antennas on top of the excursion hitting any of the trees or power lines.
I guess the Ingles ain't opening at 7. I don't see anybody moving, and it's definitely after 7.
Done. I'm going to jump out of here and open up the frequency if somebody else needs it. You be careful out there and come back and check in with us often, and I'll give you an update if I hear from Leon today. KO4HKX, standing by.
Hang in there, and it'll get better. And I'll catch up with you later.
KN4TFW. KN4TFW, W4DJW. Did you say they're not open yet? Nothing heard. W4DJW clear.